Hey there, this is Brittany with She's Dressed for the Narrow Gate. Thank you so much for listening in. I'm so grateful that you have found yourself here. However that may be, I do pray that you'll stay. And I have a big ask. I actually never ask, but I'm going to ask for you to subscribe if you may. If you're enjoying the content, if you enjoy this episode, even if you hadn't listened to some prior episodes, as well as to share this with anybody that you know that this could be a blessing for. That would be a massive honor for me. And it's really why I'm even doing what I'm doing, is to encourage others. So we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. There's nine. I didn't go into full detail this past episode, but I actually started not on how it says in the Bible. In Galatians 5:22 is where it's found. It actually starts at love. I started with faithfulness. I'm actually starting with the three that are the hardest for me. I don't know if you have areas in your life that are easier, kind of harder. Well, these three are the more difficult. I'm like, oh, I kind of got kindness. I kind of got gentleness. Joy? Peace? Faithfulness? So that's why I'm starting. There's really no biblical reason I have to start in faithfulness. But nonetheless, I started in faithfulness last week. And this week we're starting and we're talking about peace. And next week is joy. So just kind of context is Christ is our freedom. So he freed us from this law of sin and death. And there's no like middle ground. It is either you are in the flesh and those fruits of the flesh are showing in your life, or it is you are walking in the Spirit. It's like hot or cold. There's no like middle faucet there, right? So you're either in the flesh or you're in the Spirit, and both have their own fruits, so to speak. So understanding our freedom in Christ, because we've died. So, and again, this is assuming you're a believer. Assuming that you are a believer, old you is dead and it's gone. It's dead. Like, you're gone. So I am Brittany by what you see in my physical, but I am a new creation in Christ. So now it's Christ that lives in me. And when you are saved, it is a one-time deal. And the Holy Spirit, the advocate, is the part of the tri, the Trinity, is living inside of you. So you now have these seeds, which you've got to walk out and to grow. Because if you think about John 15, where we're farmers, you don't just go put a seed in the ground to grow cabbage or zucchini and then just expect it to grow. Just no sunlight, no water, no care tending to it. You just kind of expect it to grow. Well, it's the same with the fruits of the Spirit left in us. It's to grow them to full maturity. So we do that through these theatrical stages in our life, whatever situations in our life that stretch us, that grow us, that change us to look more and more like Christ. So essentially, it's, again, there's nine of them. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. And there are going to be some that are a little bit, quote unquote, easier, if I can say easier. And then there's some that are going to be more of a struggle for you, like your whole life. And again, peace has been one of those that I have finally, in this last probably 5 years, gotten off this hamster wheel of looking for peace. And I never like woke up in the morning and said, I'm going to get peace today. It was just found through my achievements. It was found just in the lack of my rest and my settled, my contentment, so to speak. It's like you just always need something else. Just always, it's just never enough. It's like you can go to Bora Bora and have your own little hut in the middle of the ocean, you know, people hand feeding you. You're not washing any laundry, not doing any chores, don't have to work. And yet, physically you're rested, right? You have an amazing trip, amazing excursions, but just in your spirit, it starts to fade like by week two, by week three, by week four. And you're like, I need to plan another vacation. Let's go to Egypt, right? So it's just this constant, just not enough, not enough, not enough. Okay, just one more degree. Okay, just one more house. Okay, just one more car. And this time it's got to be, you know, car plus a truck and a golf cart. And I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with taking trips. There's nothing wrong with, as I always say, of getting things. But what is the motive of it is what I have to always ask myself. Okay, Brittany, like we were just discussing moving. We've been where we've been for 5 years, and we really had to go through, okay, like, why are we moving again? And honestly, we just kind of wanted something new. And it's like, that's really not a reason to move. But that has really been the story of my life. Okay, just one more degree. I have three, y'all, three. And I promise you, none of these jokers, listen, none of them added P-E-A-C-E at the end of my name. No, there is no Brittany Dixon. Peace. I mean, they added a whole bunch of money. Please don't even get my husband started talking about. Luckily, he has no school loans because I have enough for like four people. So, I mean, I tell you, it's just saving yourself from the failed expectation that something is going to just boom, you're just going to arrive at peace. You literally cannot earn peace. And you can't buy peace. I mean, I am an Amazon click in 5 seconds. I am a Target drive up, even pre-COVID, but especially since COVID. Like, I can't go to the store and go buy it. I can't achieve it. I can't buy it. And I can't fake it. And honestly, I mean, even with the greatest filter, even on this Bora Bora trip, and the background looks like absolutely amazing. And it just looks like you just have such an awesome life. You can't even fake it. Or I remember thinking before that, well, they just have so much peace, like, because they just have a great life because they have an absence of chaos. They have an absence of problems. And that does not equate to peace either, just because it doesn't seem like they have any issues. And first off, everybody has some issues, so that's just a lot anyways. But even if their issues aren't like your level issues, the absence of problems does not mean that you have peace. Actually, being in the valley, and truly, I would always hear this cliche, you know, I'm not okay, but I'm okay. And now I truly understand that. I'm 39 years old, and I'm like, oh, that's what that means. Because it's not like you're not, you know, on the floor, just prostrate, just crying, like ugly cry. It's not like you're not going through. But there's just a level of just peace that you just have inside of you that is like, wow, I'm okay. Like, I'm really not okay, but I'm okay. And there is just something amazing when that finally clicked for me. And again, this is assuming that the Holy Spirit is living inside of you. So first thing is, if you are listening to this and you are not a believer, my prayer is that you do become one, that you do find Christ and accept Him as Lord and personal Savior of your life, so that you have, listen, you have someone who is crazy about you, and He has atoned every sin and will continue to cover every sin if you are in Him. And He doesn't promise that it's just going to just be, you know, Skittles and Starburst. Like, that's not what He's promising, but He is promising you peace, and He is promising you joy, and He is promising you, list all the fruits of the Spirit. And, that's essentially what I want to talk about today. So let's actually jump into scripture. I know I actually usually start with scripture first, but my little blurb first. John 14, I was going to start in 27, but let's actually start in 25. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. And do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And then actually, if you flip over to John 16:33, I'll just kind of paraphrase it, but the greatest, I mean, that's this promise. So these two scriptures actually were massive in me staying in my marriage, and just even with any trial, but the bigger ones of my life, even with raising a special needs child. But John 16:33, Christ is like, listen, again, this is me paraphrasing, the world is going to give you trouble. So, you know, James 1 is another James 1, 2 through 4 of don't expect this fluff life. Like, that's a lie. That is a lie from the enemy, a lie of your flesh, to believe that, oh, because Sharon doesn't have any problems. Well, you don't really know what Sharon has. So stay out of Sharon's lane, number one. And number two, he did not promise you an easy life. He did not promise you rainbows all day. That's just not here. Not here. We will arrive there in heaven, but that's not promised to you. He promises that you will actually have trouble. In John 16:33, you will have trouble. But in me, you may have peace. That is like an amazing promise. And it comes with a hashtag. I've overcome the world. It's like, okay, so I'm going to have trouble. It's almost like a math equation. Okay, which I was not that great at math. But it's, you will have trouble, but in me, you're going to have peace. You may have peace, assuming you choose me. So world trouble, in me, peace, and it's okay. Like, it's almost kind of like him, like, rubbing your back. I've overcome the world. And when I think of this, I remember thinking of this before, some years back, because the Holy Spirit reminded me of this analogy. Growing up, we went to amusement parks like every summer. That was like our common family trip. So, you know, from my Michiganders, you remember, you know, Michigan Adventure, Great America, Cedar Point, all of them. So we would stay going to amusement parks, and I would try to act brave, but I really can't fool with roller coasters now. And my family makes fun of me about it. But as a kid, I was really actually scared. I just kind of did it out of like, I didn't want to not fit in. But usually I wouldn't be the first one to jump on. Actually, like my older cousin Chris or my older sister Dawn would be the first to kind of go, my dad even, and then he would ride it again with me. Because I just struggled, y'all. It was like, this is scary. Like, especially those wooden ones, you know, the ones that kind of like break your side and, you know, you got whiplash on it. I just really struggled with these roller coasters, but they would go on, and I remember so vividly, they would come off and they're like, this was great. Wow. It was so, do you remember that dip? Remember that turn? Oh, I could barely breathe. I was going to throw up. And I'm like, okay, I'm not getting on this roller coaster. But then they would be like, but it was so great. Let's ride again. It's like, come on, Brady, let's go. And then, you know, my older sister just always was mothering me, still even now to this day. She's like, Brittany, see, I did it. You can do it. Come on. Look, I'm okay. And it was so true because it's like, okay, you're here in the flesh, so you lived, and you're telling me it's okay. So it's like Jesus. He's like, listen, you're going to go through, but it's okay. I'm here. I'm here with you. I'm riding the roller coaster with you. I've overcome this. And yeah, I was walking kind of slowly to the roller coaster ride, but I would get on. Because I had a pioneer that's gone before me to tell me, like, not sugarcoat. Don't sugarcoat. He did not sugarcoat this world, but he's like, it's going to be okay. And I've overcome. And that is literally worth like every hashtag. And those, you know, two scriptures were massive for me again in just really, really dry areas in my life, in relationships, in just these areas where it's like, where is peace? Where do I arrive at what it appears? Because again, it's appearance. Where it appears that everybody else is. And that's your hope. That's there for your peace. And that is peace. Peace is, again, it's nothing you can go buy. You can just one-stop click Amazon on. It's not something you can create. There is no woman-made peace. No hamster wheel, no amount of self-help book in any section. I am actually a big reader. So read a book, get help, counseling, do all of these things to better yourself. But at the end of the day, they are not a substitute of Christ. They will help you walk out what Christ has already implanted in you. But the idea, the false idea that they're somehow in exchange of you choosing Christ and relying in that from Christ, there's just nothing further from the truth. It only is found truly with Christ. But, you know, I think about how we can have goals kind of like, okay, well, what's the balance? Because I'm a big goal person. I've always been a big achiever, big goals. And even like a smaller goal, well, kind of small, but tedious for this year is for me to learn sign language. Just even to be able to say my name, I'm your nurse, alphabet. You know, we have a special needs child. And although his language has grown amazingly, he's 7, but he can now speak at like a 3-year-old level. So we're rejoicing. But Gabriel just has still so much language in him. And it just breaks my heart when I'm looking at him. He's like, he wants to say something, but he doesn't have the language to say it. So that's part of my why, as well as a nurse, especially just as a nurse anytime, like even before COVID, but especially after COVID, where family can't come in, y'all. They're not present. And I feel like I have more and more deaf patients. So do I not make a goal to learn sign language? No, like still make these goals, still achieve the things that you want to achieve, still go on the trips that you want to do. But what I'm saying, what I'm challenging and suggesting is that it's not a substitute of, okay, if I just get one more thing. And even if we spiritualize it, so when I truly, you know, I've been in church my whole life, but when I truly accepted Jesus and understood salvation, which was about 28, 29, then for me, it was like, okay, I'm going to serve on all these ministries. I'm just going to read all these scriptures and I'm going to just know all this Bible. Even that, it's like to stop earning and for it to just be like Christ. And I love it how Jada Edwards says, Christ plus nothing. It's like there's just no addition. He doesn't need like any other level of extra. The finished works of Christ. And the amazing part about that is that then my circumstances, whether good or bad, the days, whether good or bad, the trials, they can't take away this peace then. So that's, again, how you can, not that I just want to say a cliche statement, but that's how you can be okay in a not okay situation. And that's how you can truly anchor yourself and be encouraged in the Lord through a difficult time or dealing with a difficult person and be obedient because you're operating on the wings of God. So it's just a level of strength, I think also too, because as the world is so countercultural from what Christ is telling us to do, it becomes easier to get weak and to lose your vision, your focus of why you're doing what you're doing. Again, talking about my marriage, even just, I felt like no reason to stay. And I absolutely hated being in my marriage for a long time. And God just truly took a hold of me and allowed me to grow in Him and to be stretched in Him and to find peace in Him in the gaps, in the absence of the marriage that I wanted to have. So another scripture I want to lastly turn to is in Isaiah. This is on my voicemail, y'all, for years. This is another one of mine. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord himself is the rock eternal. And also in verse, also in chapter 26, but over to verse 12, Lord, you establish peace for us. All that we have accomplished, you have done for us. It's like, wow. My peace is not obtained through a store-bought item. It is not achieved through one degree. It's not found in a relationship. It's not created in this milestone. It can be executed through those, but it's found in Christ. It's God gives us this peace, this ability to exist in the good days, in the sunny days, and in the bad days. And I just believe you can. I just believe you will. I just believe that God just has something amazing for you, and it's going to be for His glory. And He is going to get so much magnet pull of other lives that you will disciple or that you will draw in to Him because of, wow, there's just something different about her. How is it that she can sustain when I know what she's gone through. And this is what our Savior has truly promised to us. And I am just so grateful for it. And I just pray that you will accept this into your life. And I pray, even above that, I pray that you have truly accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. I really thank y'all for joining so much. Thank you for taking the time to listen to She's Dressed for the Narrow Gate. Have a great day.